We've embarked on a little project for this week. Bob has unveiled the scroll.
This is like so typical you and I,
as
right?
We've gone super old school for this.
I just laugh because like so many people would have taken this exercise so much more serious than we did. Not that we didn't, but I've got this like art easel pad in front of me that's really huge, and I just have it written on
it's
there.
It's been sitting like, in the office. No one uses it.
Right.
It's looks like someone probably made a presentation at one point in time and then left it.
And left this pad, right?
And so I guess we decided to use it.
Picture something the size like Bob Ross would be painting on, right? And doing Pretty Little Clouds,
lovely
and
birds,
and all that kind of nonsense. Oh, puffy, how stoned was that guy back in the day?
Puffy clouds.
Ooh, look at puffy clouds. Puffy clouds. So that's kind of what we have here in front of me. I mean, it's this huge piece of paper, and it actually worked out well for this exercise and what we were trying to do. Because
other than now, when you have to unroll it to
read
unveil it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hear ye, in the town square.
We're giving it a shot today.
Yeah.
Oh, look, another top 20 list. How unique. Something that's never been done in sports radio before.
Mahomes looks that way. He's going to go wide open, left side, caught. Kelce, caught around.
Here is the top 20 draft picks in Kansas City sports history. Presented by Fesco in the Morning, who realize that you think their list sucks.
Over to first in time. Runner going to try to score. Wild throw. Hosmer gambling that he could dash home.
So our top 20 KC draft picks of all time.
Right. We're not talking just the Chiefs. We're talking all time, all sports with Kansas City draft picks. And so I enacted the help of, I'll just say it, Kurt Nelson of the Royals Hall of Fame, who knows everything about the Royals and was really good on this. Dan Israel of the Chiefs Radio Network, who was really good at understanding the past and knowing who was great back in the 60s. Josh and I put our brains together, and then for whatever reason, we invited Spectre, and he added nothing. So we came up with this list of 20 all-time draft picks, and we're going to reveal them four at a time over the next 5 days. See how we did that? And you can argue with us. You can debate with us at 913-586-7610. Tell us, you guys are stupid. How could you put that guy there? And we know we're stupid. We're fine with that. We don't care. So here we go. Honorable mention. Are you ready for the honorable mention part of this?
Because we got 21. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. Because we found this name and we went, holy crap. I had no idea.
I didn't know about this one.
You had no idea, right?
I didn't.
I feel like maybe I had heard this before, but I'm not 100% sure. So honorable mention goes to the Kansas City Kings.
Oh, wow.
Yes, the only
Otis
King.
Otis Birdsong?
No, Otis did not make the list, but he loves us. Coming in, honorable mention, the Kansas City Kings in the seventh round, by the way. So they had like seven round drafts for the NBA.
Yeah.
Back in 1977 out of Graceland College in Iowa, Josh, Bruce Jenner.
Oh, wow. The Kings could have had Bruce Jenner.
That's right.
Wow.
The Kings drafted Bruce Jenner out of Graceland College back in the seventh round of 1977.
You think he told Lamar that?
I don't know. He's like, Lamar.
I was a basketball draft pick, too.
Yeah.
Talking Kings to Lamar. In 77.
So
look
there you
up.
Go. Honorable mention Bruce goes to Jenner. Bruce Jenner.
Oh, okay.
Now you've got something to tell your friends later on today. Did you know Bruce Jenner was drafted by the Kansas City Kings? Mm. You'll be the talk of the office. You'll be able to pick up girls at the bar with stuff like that. Mm. At least tell yourself that. All right, coming in at number 20 on the list, it's not too soon, Bobby Witt Jr. Being the face of this organization right now, I think we have found our next George Brett. We've had a lot of people that wanted to be the next George Brett. I know it's early, but my God, this guy's in every MVP conversation already.
And some people may be going, oh, he's only at 20? He's still going to earn it a little bit.
Yeah.
He's going to earn it a little bit, but no, he'll be a riser when we do this list again.
Yeah, if we do this list again. I better save this so we can kind of get a track record and see who's moved up and who's moved out, right?
This list comes out at a later date, then, he'll definitely be moving up. But, hey, congratulations on a top 20, kid.
Way to go, Bobby Witt Jr. You already made a top 20 list of all-time Kansas City draft picks
there
in a good way. Coming in at number 19, we've got Graham Zusi on this list. Graham Zusi of Sporting KC.
Captain, longtime player, successful on the U.S. national team as well.
Mm-hmm.
Was a lifer, recently retired, but was a lifer. And I think MLS did one where they said he was one of the best super draft players of all time.
That's exactly right.
Across the entire league.
Over the entire history of the league.
He was a steal where he was selected. by Sporting KC. So,
all right, we got to put you on the list. Also named after my favorite cracker. Coming in at, do you like the Graham cracker?
Oh, I was like the Zeusy?
No, the Graham cracker.
Oh, the Graham. Yeah Graham.
I like the Teddy Grahams back in the day. And then you had the iced Teddy Grahams with the cream in the middle. You had two bears stuck together. Oh, who didn't love that? Coming in at number 18, Carlos Beltran. Coming in at number 18, I think to this day, the most impressive baseball player I've ever seen in person in a Royals uniform. That guy could play center field like it was nobody's business. He could hit with the best of them. He'll never get the love here in Kansas City because he was traded and went on elsewhere. But Carlos Beltran, man, I had the opportunity to watch him day in and day out in those early 2000s, get to know Carlos Beltran. He brought a monkey into the clubhouse as a pet one time. Absolutely love him. I just think watching him play, the only way I can sum up Carlos Beltran was graceful.
Probably higher on this list had he been a Royal longer, right?
Yeah, probably. Sure.
If he had the success that he went on to obviously have throughout much of his career, had he had a larger chunk in Kansas City, probably would have been higher.
Yeah, no doubt. But he was just an amazing player.
Right.
Coming in at number 17, our final reveal of the day.
Well, the segment, yeah.
Well, no, of the day.
Of the day. Okay,
yeah,
that's true. Oh, yeah, we're doing four days.
For 5 days,
I was doing my math there. Yeah.
Get the math right.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 17, Derek Johnson, all-time leading tackler in Chiefs history, friend of the show, obviously, during the football season. Derek Johnson is, to me, one of my favorite Chiefs of all time, and that guy just made play after play after play. I wish he would have got a ring.
Remember when there was disappointment that he went that high to the Chiefs?
Yeah.
You were all wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. he was great.
He was an unbelievable player, man.
So DJ comes in at number 17. So that is our start of our top KC draft picks of all time.
Right. We'll reveal 16, 15, 14, and 13 at this time tomorrow. I know you're waiting with anticipation and bated breath to get the rest of that list. Let me fold up my scroll.
There you go. Roll that thing back up.